This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
An explosion of Tolos here. Firehouse number one in Arlington. We are out today, not Friday, so stop on by if you are in the area or even if you have to make a little bit of a drive. 401 West Main. We got fan bucket hats. I haven't seen the bucket hat.
I stole one. I've got it right here.
Okay.
I stole one for a listener.
Y'all getting the bucket hats, right? Make sure you get the bucket hats if you roll on out. We got Whataburger breakfast, which everyone is raving about. We're brought to you by Frazier Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers. I'm going to go ahead and get the shout-outs out of the way. We got Matt in Fort Worth, Calvin and Samuel, boy Don.
The welders.
The greatness of Don. David. Don just gave me a bucket hat. Thank you. David from Hazlitt. He brought us out these candies.
Yeah.
This is clearing up my throat right here.
David Carruthers, his daughter, Abby, he's brought her to stuff before. She listens a lot, so thank you to David.
Randy in Arlington, Jr. in Fort Worth, Esteban and his son Noah with these awesome R3 hats, and the Wells brothers, Wells boys.
Chris and Rusty, the Wells boys are out here. They're ready to party and get it. Now, I did get a follow-up from one of the guys we had mentioned earlier, Jameer. Jameer said, hey, you know, you've talked about being wingman or whatever. I've texted in and said, like, hey, set me up. You and Peyton, let's go run the town. And I had missed it. But he was like, I just wanted to let you know, even though I hadn't heard back, he's like, it's not necessary anymore. He's like, I met somebody 2 weeks in, so he's 2 weeks deep now.
Baby.
Jameer is. He no longer needs me. He never did. He was always going to crush it by himself.
All right, Kyrie Irving is defending someone in the NBA Finals. But the update with Game 5 tomorrow night, Tyrese Halliburton, according to Shams, believed to have suffered a strained right calf. He's apparently going to undergo the MRI to determine the severity of it. And RJ Choppy tried to rub this in my face last night in his email. Very passive aggressive.
This is what I do. I just be passive aggressive because I don't like aggression at all.
Right.
I'm sure they've gotten the results by now, right? If he had it yesterday, you would think so. Like, they probably get it. It's not like us, where it's like, hey, we'll call you in 3 to 5 business days.
Right.
You know, they probably
go on my chart.
Chart. It'll be on the portal. We'll put it on the portal. We'll send you an email.
We'll call you if something's wrong. If there's nothing wrong, we won't call you. But then they do call you when there's nothing wrong and scare the S out of you in the process.
Like, you know,
so what does that tell you? Because your last read over the releasing information was correct in the NBA Finals. You're like, they're trying to hide something. Does this tell you anything, or Shams just hasn't gotten it yet?
I just think he hasn't gotten it yet. I mean, but now, if they have the information, if Indy already has it, they haven't said anything, that might lead me to believe there's something bigger here, and they're just trying to let's see what happens. But, you know, calf strain, I mean, that leads to a lot of problems with your Achilles, and that's
what Bob Meyer said.
And that's basically what happened with Durant, right?
What would have to happen to the spread to make you believe or not believe in the injury? Don't go to it. I have the spread.
Has it moved?
You tell me.
Well, see, was that 5? I mean, obviously, without him, it's going to go to dang near double digits. It would have to go quite high. For me to think that he's not playing.
6.5.
Went up a point.
That's not enough.
And so, that's not enough. Makes me feel right.
I mean, that's about what Tyrese Halliburton puts up every game, right? A point, something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's all you got to worry about. But no, this is.
Does this change your mind about his performance and what's going to happen in the series?
He said, "If I can walk, then I want to play."
Right.
What do you mean, if you can walk? I saw you running for 34 minutes. Like, okay, if you're hurt, you're hurt. Say you're banged up. I'm not questioning that he's banged up. He's clearly banged up. But the idea of just like, yeah, I've gone from running for 34 minutes to now I can't walk. Then it's like, okay, well, then you're that seems a little sensationalist to me. I think he is hurt, but like a lot of other players do, when they're hurt, they play through it, and I would imagine he's going to do that.
Because, you know, if it's a structural, like a knee or an ankle, like a bone, something like that, that is something that swells overnight. That would hurt the next day. You could maybe run through that. If you have a pulled muscle, that's an immediate pain. Yeah.
Give me his over-under points right now at Underdog.
Well, you said it had gone to 15 and a half, 16. I'll say it's down to 14.5.
It's 13 and a half. 13 and a half for Tyrese Halliburton for tomorrow night.
And, I mean, coming off of a zero-point game, that sounds pretty optimistic from him.
Kyrie Irving is defending the merchant.
He is. So we've been calling. Who did, was that the internet who said it first, or was it Doris Burke who said free throw merchant? I can't remember who it was, but yeah, that's
grifter. I have to have the volume up to hear if Doris said it.
He's a grifter.
That's become the common refrain from people about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's their new way of hating on him and cutting him down, at least if you listen to what Kyrie Irving had to say on his Twitch the other day.
And I know a lot of you guys be talking about, you guys be being funny, talking about he's a free throw merchant, he's this and he's that. Nah, man, Shai just plays the game the right way. He plays at a high level. You got to be a master manipulator out there, man. It's part of the game. All the greats have done it. You know, for me, I look at him as one of the guys that's going to be the prototype for the next generation.
This is something where if he's, I get what he's saying, and I don't disagree with him, but I do wonder, there's a little bit of the reputation of just like, oh, Euro players come over here and they flop and they do this and that. Kyrie was just telling you, and I've never heard a star say it that directly. They'll talk about earning calls or how they should be given the benefit of the doubt on stuff. I've never heard any of them just say like, yeah, part of being a great player is like being able to make it look like you just got fouled when you didn't.
Hot take. They should not count free throws on your points per game.
Why?
It's not like a skill. Making free throws for an NBA player is not a skill.
Shaq
shooting.
Thinks it is.
That's not.
There's nobody guarding you. You're not creating a shot. You know, like it. Obviously, they count for the game, but on your points per game, it should be field goals made.
The bigger thing I took from Kyrie right there, and yeah, the SGA thing is annoying. I'm not going crazy on him yet. I haven't seen it for enough years. When he said the prototype moving forward, that to me would mean guys are going to go back to the mid-range game.
That's what
I took.
Yeah. I mean, look, sports, they swing. We've seen the pendulum in baseball swing.
I don't think Kyrie tried to get that deep with it. You know, they're just like, this is a guy to model your game after. Who's the kid who is the Shador now of the NBA draft?
Ace Bailey.
Yeah, he took a lot of mid-range shots because I think he had horrible three numbers. So I thought of that with Kyrie's comments. I don't know if he was trying to go that deep, but swinging back to mid-range.
Flag will take some. I mean, now a lot of those are on the drive. But he will take some of that. I mean, everything kind of is cyclical. Are we not talking about maybe the NFL running the ball more, paying running backs now? Baseball, we're seeing teams like
small ball.
Everything kind of shifts.
So what? And it cuts off there because it was like whoever had screen recorded it cut it off after about like 2 seconds. But you hear him start going into his explanation of why he's the prototype. And what he leads off with is he says 6'6", long, ball handler, and then it cuts off. And so you don't hear the rest of where he's going. But I think what he's talking about is in general, like how we see with Halliburton and how we see with Shai. And, yeah, certainly some of that, the mid-range game too. But I think a lot of it too is just like that's going to become the new way to really own the NBA are the big guys who can handle the ball.
The latest on KD Watch, apparently the Suns have no leverage and may have to lower the asking price.
Ooh,
how cheap does it got to get for you, Sean?
How cheap?
How cheap before you're jumping in there with Nico? God.
I got to think about that. I got to put that through the trade machine in terms of my salary and my numbers and having depth. I love right now the Mavs roster. I don't think I really want to mess with it. I mean, you have to be real cheap.
You would have to be real cheap.
They're deep. They're big.
They're skilled. Yes.
This is all with Kyrie back.
They're hurt.
And then with Flag. Like, I love the roster.
I like the roster, too. I mean, throw names out. Like, are we talking here? Because I got to go look at Durant's salary.
Gafford, PJ.
You're probably doing some collection of Gafford, PJ. A third team probably has to
Clay.
Get involved.
But let me read you what an NBA scout said about the Durant sweepstakes. The teams would just be looking to sell jerseys. Quote, most teams that want him, they want to sell some jerseys. At this stage, he's 36, 37. I don't see a real benefit in giving up much for him. He's not leading anyone to the promised land anymore. A team could take him as a rental to move merchandise for a year. That's not a terrible idea. Just don't mortgage the future. Anyone from that 35 and over crowd isn't worth it these days. This came from Sam Amick, who,
yeah,
I mean, he's credible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this executive sounds like a moron.
Well, if you pair Kevin Durant with Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, and whatever Kyrie comes back to, I mean, I'm sorry, that's formidable. And then you add in the Livelys and
Kevin Durant had an outstanding year on paper. Now maybe you want to take it to a paper argument. What's he done with any of these teams? That's not Sam Amick. This was Sam Amico, who I've still heard of before. But Kevin Durant's shooting percentages led the league in many different ways.
Was he not 50-40-90?
Yeah.
You, by the way, Sam Amico, you have to change your name. You can't be an NBA guy and have the same name like that. You just can't do it. You got to change your name. I think that, you know, KD he's got value. He could still maybe not be the number one. But when he is a one of three headed monster, or four headed monster as it would be, there's absolute value there.
What year was it? The last year? What was the last year KD shot under 50%?
No idea.
2011.
Wow.
From the field?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a ridiculous. He's the Slim Reaper for a reason.
I've been thinking about this KD question. I've been sitting on it.
Well,
I don't think there's another star in NBA history who is as teamless as Kevin Durant.
Oh, you can't. Like, you mean you can't picture what team he played? Yeah.
LeBron.
Cavs.
Okay. You know, obviously Shaq.
Lakers.
You know, any other star.
Man, LeBron is creeping up on that, though. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I would have thought maybe Miami, but I get what you're saying.
Miami was just so brief.
It was.
I would probably think, if somebody's going to ask me, honestly, to this day, I probably think OKC with Durant.
But think about basically every other star in the history of the NBA. And I wonder if that is – I'm trying to make sense of it. Am I just going to think of his skill and not, oh, he was a Thunder?
I mean, is Kyrie the same way? Or do you think of a specific team with Kyrie?
I think Kyrie's a good one as well.
What about McGrady?
Orlando.
You think Orlando?
I think Houston.
You do?
Yeah, just because, I mean, that's where
he's
the Spurs.
Chubby?
That's the 13 points in 30 seconds against the Spurs.
Okay.
That's what kind of stands out to me. But no, yeah, this is also it's the
Kyrie would probably say Cav.
He only played in Orlando.
Where I would lean.
He only played in Orlando for 4 years. Well, I guess five.
Shams, by the way, making my point with these trade compensations that we all lose our mind over because of the Luka deal. He said, if you put Anthony Davis on the open market right now, he's fetching you 4 or 5 first-round picks. Do you want to trade for the player or the picks?
I will trade Anthony Davis for 4 or 5 first-round picks right now.
Give it to me.
Well, what he's trying to say is, like, if you trade for Durant and you get back an Anthony Davis, you're not going to get the first-round picks. What do we do when all these trades happen? Where are all the Mavs first-round picks? You're not going to have him because you got Anthony Davis, who's going to is worth 4 picks on the market, maybe 5 after the Desmond Bain deal.
So then you trade Anthony Davis for the picks, and then you take the picks and you trade him for Durant.
Guys, we're not trading Anthony Davis.
That's what I want to do.
That's not the topic. That's not the segment. It's just
but
the
is it the
ahead.
Smart thing to do?
You guys heard Sean Charania. He wants to trade Anthony Davis for 6 picks.
How hurt is Kyrie? That's the biggest Maverick mystery.
Yeah. I mean, what is he coming back? And, you know, are we talking about, does he opt in? So does he opt into this year, or does he opt out and then you re-sign him? Like, what are you re-signing him for? Like, that's – I think the Mavs are scared of the opt-out. I think they would much rather him opt in. and then see what he has.
Well, I mean, Stein said a couple weeks ago, he was like, Kyrie's going to opt out. He's going to opt out, and he's going to resign. And so, I mean,
Stein said that?
Stein had said a couple weeks ago that he thinks the Mavericks are expecting Kyrie's going to opt out, and he's going to resign here. And so it's like, I mean, they better prepare for it quick. If they're scared of it, they got to come to terms with it pretty quick.
NBA Finals resuming tomorrow night, where we think it's probably going to end in Indiana. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on. We got another concert ticket giveaway. We go commercial free with the Expressway. We'll chop it up at 7:40. But first, Rangers lose to Kansas City. But how many All-Stars do they currently have? The All-Star voting. Are you voting yourself as a Ranger, Tolo? That's next in Diamond Cavs on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here comes Leiter, and the pitch is lobbed in the air to right field. Garcia moving back to the front of the track at the wall. It's gone. That ball had a lot of carry off a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Perez goes oppo, and it's 3-0 Kansas City in the first.
You're an idiot, and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Rangers get beat down 6-1 by the Royals in Arlington on this radio station. Jack Leiter takes the loss. This is Diamond Cavs here with Sean and RJ. Arlington Firehouse number one. I'll tell you what, stepping out on that sidewalk with the breeze.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
That's amazing.
Feels
good.
We got
Whataburger to feed you. We're brought to you by Fraser Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers. The Ticketmaster, Mike, is here with the West Point hat. He's hawking tickets, and you want to sit here and get something for something. Mike's got all the tickets set up for you. Tolo Vince, who said his favorite part of the show is me and you fighting.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, he came up and told me that. I was like, oh, yeah, well, then I'll be sure to do it a lot the rest of the day. I want to put on a show, so I'm going to just keep poking all day.
We got Scott, we got Mikey, and Kyle from, he goes, I'm the only other one in the Metroplex who can identify with you. I said, what's that? He goes, I was in Rockford, Illinois, the biggest crap hole I've ever lived in my entire life. He could not wait to get out like me, but he was serving. So Kyle knows Rockford, Illinois.
I was so excited.
Get the kids out here, by the way. They're putting the ladder out. That's awesome.
I was so excited the other day. I found two games from when you were in Rockford, Illinois, calling them. The problem is that they were like coaches' film. So like it's none of the play-by-play, and I was when I saw the era of the game, I was like, oh my gosh, I got Sean doing play-by-play, and then I realized it was just somebody filming B-roll, and so then I just started trying to find, like, do I see Sean anywhere? And it was 240p. It looked like it was filmed with a toaster. So.
As long as you didn't get me doing the mascot.
there were photos of the mascot from around that time, but I don't know if you were in it or not. The hood was on.
All right, so some extra Tolo shout-outs here in Arlington.
All right, so first round of All-Star Game voting is in the books, and it's clear there are two leaders in both leagues, well, one in each league. It's Shohei and Aaron Judge, no surprise there. They have combined to win 5 of the past 8 MVPs anyway, but Judge leads all vote-getters in the All-Star Game voting right now at 1. Almost 6 million, and Shohei leads all NL voters at 1. About 4 million.
So Judge has gotten 1.6 million votes for every run the Yankees haven't scored in the last three games. Yeah, 29 straight innings without scoring for the Yankees.
Someone took a shot at our 920 guest and said, must be a Boone thing. Come on, man. We got Brett Boone.
Art's turning around. It's not Art. We got the good Boone.
Cal Raleigh is the only other American League vote getter above 1 million. So I went and looked. And I was like, all right, let's just see where the Rangers sit on this list and if there's any Rangers in the top 10. And yes, there are. There are two Rangers in the top 10 of their respective positions.
Two Rangers.
In All-Star voting. Name them.
Well, I already know, so I won't name them, but I'll let Sean name them. But
Josh Smith. Knows.
It is not Josh Smith. It is not Josh Smith.
Screw you, Peyton.
Think somebody who would just absolutely not deserve it.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody who would be like you have been one of the biggest disappointments in baseball this year.
Simeon? Seager?
Close. Well, Seager is 10th in shortstops. 10th. He is 9th in DH. It is Jock Peterson.
This is Jock and
who
Corey.
Hasn't played in a month.
He's
the
highest
starters.
Ranked Ranger in any of the All-Star ballots. Bunch of Dodgers fans filling out their ballot for Shohei and then just go, yeah, sure, Jock.
What?
Yeah. There is not a Ranger in the top 20 of outfield.
And that's where they've got Josh Smith. Josh Smith is being voted on in the outfield, which I don't know if that makes a ton of sense, but.
Bobby Jr. is not leading. Shortstops, Jacob Wilson, who he play for?
No idea.
The A's. He is leading the shortstop list. Let's see. Any other guys I can say who he play for to you? Ryan O'Hearn, who he play for?
Ryan O'Hearn plays for the Orioles.
Okay, very good, very good. Riley Green, who he play for?
Riley Green plays for the Tigers.
Yes, very good. Your top 6 in outfielders, you got Judge, Riley Green, Mike Trout is 3rd.
Would everyone know Cal Raleigh?
I think just because
The West
maybe, division. Maybe yeah, the he's division. So he's still on pace. He homered again last night. He had a grand slam. He's on pace for 62 home runs this year.
Wow. Stephen Kwan, Javi Baez, and Cody Bellinger, your top 6 in outfielders. The way it works is the top 2 make it, and then they do another voting thing to see who is the leaders there. But that is your American League. Vote for the All-Star game right now. And like I said, only two Rangers cracking the top 10. We'll see what happens. I was very, very surprised by this MLB player poll.
Mm. I love these things.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Love polls.
So, there we go. This was 134 respondents. And the question was, are you in favor of robo-umps calling balls and strikes? Out of the... Well, I'm not going to give you the raw total because I can't do math like that. 63% said no.
Yeah.
Only 17% said yes, and then another 20% that said they weren't sure. Not sure. You want no flat out. They do not want robot umps. I was a little surprised by this.
Why?
Because
they think you'd be more. You think it'd be more accurate?
Well, I think it would be.
Would you guys think it'd be more accurate?
Yes and no.
Yeah, it would and it would not. Like,
what does that mean?
Because here's the thing: is that, and they've talked about one of the biggest concerns that you get if you go to the robo umps is a tailing breaking ball.
It's a four-dimensional plate and not a one-dimensional plate.
Yeah, a tailing breaking ball that clips the plate and is technically a strike, but has never in the history of baseball been an actual strike because of the cut that it has on it, where it's just like technically one. They're like, that kind of kills the spirit of what balls and strikes have even been in the last, you know, 150 years.
So think of it now. Like, we look at the strike zone as just an outline of a box, of a rectangle. This is going to be a cube. And any, like, to me, a curveball that's one of those Aaron Seeley-esque curveballs, right? Straight up, straight down, 12-6. Mm-hmm. That just nicks the very front of the plate. It could land on the plate. That's not a strike for the history of baseball, but it would be in this because it just nicks the front of the cube.
Right.
So there's concern there. The players, I don't think, would love that. It would cause a lot of strife, and you can't argue it.
There was one NL pitcher, and like a lot of pitchers were arguing against it in this poll. There was one pitcher from the NL who was like went into all these details about saying it was ineffective at the minor league level. He said nobody's out here like pounding the table saying umps need to get every single call right. Their biggest thing is just make sure the biggest, most consequential balls and strikes are right. That's all we want. Like, we don't need every single pitch to be just down to the smallest detail. And there was one catcher who had played for 15 years and said, "This you're taking away like an art form of part of my game. Like, mm-hmm. part of my game is framing. That's what I do.
Right.
And it's something I've worked really hard at to become good at it. And you're telling me it won't matter anymore."
Next one on the player poll. What is one change you would make to improve baseball on or off the field? These were the top answers. Less games, more off days. And they also said same pay on that one. So less games. I think a lot of people are down with less games.
In all sports. Except for football.
Yeah, because that's, quite frankly, it's once a week. It's it, right? It's all you need. Another one, old school baseball. You know, rule changes have helped. But they want they're basically saying, let's go back to the small ball. We've kind of seen a trend where they're going back to
who's
small.
Who's the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander of baseball?
He plays for Milwaukee.
Arise is kind of the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, yeah. A guy who just – he's an average hitter anymore.
Sal Frelick, that's who it is. He plays for Milwaukee.
So, average hitters, like guys who hit for average, not pop, and they steal bases.
High average, low slugging.
And do you think that guy is going to get big-time pay?
Big-time pay.
Those guys.
So, like, from Ariza's standpoint, he doesn't play the field well, and he can't run well. So all he does is hit. Oh, he doesn't walk either, right? So
he's Wade Boggs at, like, age 38.
So are they going to come back? You may not get big contracts. You're not going to give them, $300 million deals. Because it still is about power, but those guys may be coming back.
He's hitting .280 this year, Ariza's, and his OPS is barely above .700. That's just single after single.
That's actually really, really low for him, is it not?
Yeah, 280, because he's a career 320 hitter.
Another one, do what the NBA did, which is more marketing. That's kind of what they want.
Yeah.
So that'd be a nice one. So there you go. That's just some of the ideas from the player poll. They only had two questions on that. It was what would you do, and then the robo-umps.
Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. What happened with Mr. Viral, Nick Castellanos?
Man, this is... I really was hoping I had found something. And I'm still not going to let it die. I still think there's a chance for this to be right. So Nick Castellanos had been pulled from the game on Monday by Phillies manager Rob Thompson. And he was not in the lineup yesterday. And everybody's like, what's going on? Why is Castellanos not here? Apparently there were people in the stands yesterday screaming free Castellanos and stuff like that. Well, apparently he had said something inappropriate. And they will not get into what it was, but said it was an inappropriate comment. So he was pulled from the lineup. So Castellanos is the guy who he always hits the home run whenever we're talking about inappropriate or awkward or uncomfortable things. And so I was thinking about it. I was like, well, what happens if he's out? Who's supposed to hit the home run? And I realized who was supposed to do it. It was supposed to be Jonah Heim. And I think there's still an argument to be made. Jonah Heim might be the true forerunner as the Grim Reaper. So I went through the Castellanos timeline. I checked the dates of his awkward home runs.
A man of faith.
I cross-referenced them against guys who homered that day. Gives us a few homers. August 19th during the Brenneman apology. July 5th, 21 during a eulogy for a World War II vet. May 30th, 22 during a tribute for Memorial Day. July 13th before Trump was shot later in the day. July 21st. July 21st.
I'm kidding.
After Biden announced the end of his campaign. And then,
oh, my God.
I'm getting the psychos all worked up.
The 9-11 anniversary. So I went back and looked. I'm discounting the Trump and the 9-11 because those aren't, like, real, like, events that were occurring or anything else. If you look at the others, those four home runs that we're left with, Castellanos hits the home run. 5 days later, Haim is called up to the major leagues. It's like he couldn't be birthed until Castellanos was the Grim Reaper.
Right.
The other three home runs, Haim homered on the same day. And so last night it was like, there was also another guy, it was Reese Hoskins, had also homered on those 3 days, but he was playing in 2020 and he didn't homer. So I looked at this and I said, last night they're playing the Royals. That's who Castellanos homered against the first time.
Yeah.
During the Brenneman apology. This is all setting up to be like fate. Haim is supposed to homer tonight. He did not.
So all that work and that airtime was a waste.
Yeah. No, it was not.
That's the way baseball
goes. Here's what I'm thinking, is that I wonder if he needs Castellanos still. So like his return to the lineup would be the push to get him to hit the home run. I'm still opening it up for the first time Castellanos is back in the lineup.
We have a concert ticket giveaway. We're going to chop it up here. Commercial-free expressway live at Firehouse Number 1 in Arlington, 401 West Main. I got a playoff update from Vegas. Let's see how they're feeling about the Rangers. Actually, let's test your overall baseball knowledge. Teams from the preseason that were favored to make the playoffs that are now favored to miss. Would you like to try to name, Peyton, you can as well, one of the five?
Boston.
Boston is one.
Rangers.
No.
Baltimore.
Baltimore is one.
The Braves.
The Braves are
good
one.
Call.
Well done. Two more. One AL, one NL. They were supposed to make the playoffs, and now they're supposed to miss. One has a Ranger connection in the NL.
Padres.
No.
Seattle.
In the NL?
No, I was just guessing.
Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks, Pepe. And then the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, okay.
Now give me five teams that were supposed to miss that are now favored to make. Actually, four teams.
Detroit. Four teams?
Yeah, Detroit, yes.
Minnesota?
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No.
The Cubs.
St.
No.
Louis.
No. 2 AL, 1 NL.
One Toronto.
Toronto is one. Well done. One just made a huge deal.
Oh, the Giants?
Yep. And then the Rays.
Yeah.
The Rangers were a pick-up to make it, and they're now favored to miss. So they're yes to make the postseason if you're a gambler is plus 190 at BetOnline. No is minus 230. So they're saying there's a 70% chance the Rangers do not make the playoffs.
Okay. 70%.
After Jim Bowden just said they're going to come back and win the West.
I mean, they crawled back to 500. Now they went back, what, they went a game under now?
They're a game
but,
under.
But they crawled back? I don't know if I like that.
Does it say whether this was before or after Brett Boone was hired? Because that may be affecting it, as they may not have realized Brett Boone came here and turned this culture around.
Yeah, it's
and
after.
And got the bats.
Yeah, so they're factoring in Boone, still saying no.
Hater.
Brett Boone will join us at 9:20 this morning. Diamond Cavs.
We remember Roman Anthony because of his sister.
Yes.
One of the most predictable things of all time. Her Instagram following has gone from 3,000 to 35,000.
Damn!
Can you share your screen to the Zoom?
I don't know how to do that.
She's attractive. She's very attractive.
If I knew how to do that, I might give it a shot. But it's Leah Anthony with two Y's. That is her handle. So from 3,000
and she's single
to 35,000. Yes, I think she is.
They put her on Boston Sports Radio.
Yep,
single.
Yeah, it was not the greatest interview.
You're kidding.
She's a hot girl.
She gave like three word answers. I felt for those guys. I felt for them. We've been there. Last one.
Give us the last interview that reminded you of that with us.
Oh. PJ Washington was pretty brief on all his answers.
Did you have one in mind that you were thinking of?
No.
Not for us, but at the station, I always think of Wyatt Langford.
Oh yeah, that was tough.
Wyatt's pretty rough.
Yep. Top lineups of the sport. I wasn't seeing if the Rangers had crept up there at all. ESPN put this one out, and they had Dodgers 1, Yankees 2. This is probably before their 3-game scoreless streak. Cubs, Diamondbacks, Mets at your top 5. It went down all the way. The A's are in the top 10. They are at number 9. They had a walk-off the other night, home run by Nick Kurtz. Hit the walk-off home run. But the Rangers, they are 25th.
25th?
25th. Colorado, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Miami, Kansas City, and then the Rangers. Right ahead of them is the Guardians, who, you know, Guardians were a great team last year. 90-plus win team last year. But there you are. I mean, they are at the very, very bottom of basically of the American League, just the Rocky.
Is that too low or fair?
So they, they crept out of the bottom five. That's nice. But if you look at all the statistical categories, they are bottom five this year. They are heading into last night, and I'm sure it didn't get better. They were 26th in average, 28th in on-base percentage, 26th in slugging, 27th in OPS, and 26th in run scored. So basically everything to do with offense, they're bottom five. The thing was is that since May 30th, it's basically June, but also those last two games of May, they've been a lot better. Texas ranked 5th in average, 3rd in on-base percentage, 8th in slugging, 6th in OPS, and 6th in runs. They've been 9th in walks, 6th in strikeout rate, 4th in double plays hit into, and they are 1st in run differential before last night.
But good news, they are up to 15th in the power rankings, up from 20, so up 5 spots. They've had a really good week, and a lot of that is getting healthy against bad teams. But you don't ask questions. So the Rangers up to 15th in the power rankings.
Is this the trade-off we're getting? We're going to get the offense start hitting a little better, and then Leiter's going to come back down to earth, and Mally's going to be hurt, and like
all the pitching gets hurt.
Like this, we're basically just going to have to, like the baseball gods are saying, you're going to have to give up some of that pitching if you want this.
Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers, game 2 against the Royals tonight on this radio station. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on.
And I am crazy for loving you.
All right, Tolos, that's right now. Call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival on July 5th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Out here, Firehouse number 1 in Arlington. Is this a noisier atmosphere?
It is. It is a little noisy.
I think they've had more. So we've got the wind.
My wife told me Arlington has always been crazy. So it's not surprising me that they're getting more calls.
It's the wind is part of it. We're getting some of that. And then, yeah, we're getting more just general ambiance because there's been more calls. They're busy today.
And we're right here kind of like on a main street.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we are, and that's
West Main Street.
Yeah, if you are coming out here, you're going to want to park across the street from us, but not directly across, kind of catty corner. But yeah, it's been active. It's been very busy.
It's a hump day.
Hump day.
It's
hump
the expressway. Day. We are commercial free. Let's chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Check your text messages, boys and girls. Scammers are on the prowl. If you have received a text message from the Department of Motor Vehicles, which I have, where it says your toll payment for your is due, that is a scam. And they say not only don't open it, delete it immediately. Like, delete it off your phone. That
is going to venom into my phone?
Basically, yes. Just by having that is going to put some kind of hack, fish, malware crap thing onto your phone.
What age do you think you get to where you start falling for the scams? Or will we never fall for it because we grew up in the age of it?
How old's brought us?
Someone said, Don said 53.
So, yeah, I think
Don is nowhere near 53, so I'm wondering why he's guessing that.
So,
I think he may be older than that.
I think it's older, but I think you're right. I think we might be more
leery.
Conditioned to it.
Yeah.
Because the new one, or not new one, but
I don't know how my dad hasn't been robbed blind.
Right.
Like, every stupid fake article he gets, he sends me, here's a news flash. Yeah. I'm like, you're following the wrong things. You have the wrong apps.
No, there are a lot of people who fall for, like young people who fall for dumb clickbait articles. So maybe it's just a common sense thing for, like, our generation. That'll be what it is.
You calling out Jane Slater?
No.
Hey. I mean,
Jane shouldn't have clicked on the link. I told her that.
Yeah.
But it is just kind of a thing. It may just be anybody who's probably clicking on dumb articles and sharing them at the age of 25 today is probably Peyton going to be doing that when they're 80.
They flood phones with texts, hoping to trick people into handing over their personal info. They lead to phishing websites designed to steal your credit card information. So if you get this, just delete it. It puts these texts just put malware on your phone, and they can steal information from your device. My grandmother fell for not one of these. She passed for this, but somebody called her up and said, I got a great deal for you buying land. She bought swamp land.
Did she own it?
She bought it, yeah. I don't know what happened to it.
Did she go look at it?
I don't think so. Like, it was like, they're
too good to pass up.
Yeah, it was like too good to pass up. They're buying property. New development being built in Florida. The village of his retirement community. Golf carts everywhere.
Which family member got that passed down to him?
Well, let's see. That would be my mom's side. So I'll get it eventually. I'll get that swamp land.
You have swamp land and what else are you? Your account or something? You're a
lord.
Lord.
I'm a lord. Yes, I'm a lord.
So you have land in Scotland?
I got a 1 square foot land in Scotland, so I can move there. I could absolutely. I should get a passport. And then I can go buy some swamp land, and you know, maybe I'll contribute to the snake population.
Yeah.
The overgrown snake population in Florida.
You know, if your grandmother would have done that hundreds of years ago, you know what they would have called it?
What's that?
Louisiana Purchase.
Oh.
Because that's what they did. Why was that such a great deal, the Louisiana Purchase? You bought nothing but like
you got like
sinking,
half the country.
You bought a sinking state.
speaking of Scotland and Great Britain, another L that they're going to take from us. This is a new study that shows that Americans cuss at a much, much higher level online than they do in Great Britain and Australia. Another W for Team America. 13% of Americans use profanity online.
This is a W.
It's a W. Yeah. Now, think of how much more we would dominate this.
Online, like if I read a Facebook post, Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, yeah.
Reddit.
If the three of us, we don't really do that online. We don't really curse online that much.
Right.
But imagine if we did.
I would if I didn't have this job.
Right,
I'd be
absolutely.
Cussing people out.
We would be,
put an exclamation point, SH, exclamation point, T.
Yeah. I mean, this would be up to 30%.
FUK.
If it was us.
Are you
know, so
I said FUK.
Great Britain.
Okay, okay. It took me a second.
0.036% of all words used online from the U.S. are four letter words. This steeply drops for Great Britain and Australia. We are owning it. We are dominating. Singapore ranked fourth in the usage of English profanity online.
Did you find that you were around a higher culture of people in Italy and traveling? Like, these people are prim and proper and more cultured than us?
Well, look, it's hard for me to say that they're not more cultured. They speak like five languages over there. I'm struggling to know what pharmacia means. Okay, like they're just they know more language, so they're probably more cultured.
He's like, "Viva la Blue Chew."
I don't know, but I
Dunde Blue Chew.
What?
So are they fact? I assume they're not. They're not. They're because it says they're like Singapore was English cuss words or whatever.
But they and that's like their fifth language.
So are they not counting probably all the times that somebody from the UK says like bollocks or something on social
probably
media?
Probably not. Probably not.
Well then, like of course we're gonna bloody, be
bloody.
It's ours.
Bloody.
Yeah.
Bloody.
Exactly,
that, bloody and bollocks. Is that that's not a curse word, is it?
Yeah. They'll use it like damn out there or something.
Yeah. But do we consider damn a curse? I don't consider damn a curse. Maybe
I
do.
I mean, I don't consider it a foul word, but it's a cuss word.
Okay. Very good. Chopping it up here on 105 through the fan. Speaking of social media and online, this is kind of scary. Over 100,000 Americans were polled over 48 states, so obviously just the lower 48.
Good for them.
More than half say they ingest their news from social media over traditional news outlets, which has its positives and negatives. The negative, obviously, is discerning what is real and what isn't. Like, AI,
yeah,
or anything that you can manufacture that is fake.
I don't know what internet news source I use or trust.
Like social media news source?
Yeah, social media.
Yeah.
So is this talking about things they hear reported, like people talking about on social media, or links they get from social media? Because
right.
If that's the case, right. I consume most of my news through social media too.
Links,
but
I
filter out what I think is legit or not based on what the website.
But
is.
Like, how many times have you been on TikTok and you're going through?
Never. I'm not a girl.
But you go through it and it's somebody saying that this happened, and they're speaking that as fact. Then you go look it up and it's not even close. It's not even remotely true. It's just they're trying to get the whole
Twitter
algorithm.
I don't trust any Twitter news. I always have to double check a Twitter story.
Absolutely. You got to double check everything.
That's why the whole seat 11A thing I wasn't buying at first. And I mean, I still am not. But like, that's why I was like, okay, is this even being claimed, or is there something people have circulated around social media with a picture?
I got to go to Truth Social, and then I'm like, oh, he did say that.
He did say that. 70
confirmed.
70% of Americans say they are concerned about their ability to tell what is true from what is false when it comes to news online. 1 in 5 Americans get their news from Joe Rogan on his podcast. 1 in 5 out of the 100,000 that were here.
20,000 people said that's where they get their news. That's
he dominates.
Wow. He does.
No, it does. But like to say, like I would, even if I like, I mean, I listen to Joe Rogan, but like if I listen to it, I wouldn't ever say I got my news from him.
Right. It's a side.
One.
It's a side of an opinion or an argument. Right. It's one side. AI.
What side would you say? Would you say he is right? Leans right?
It's very issue dependent. Like he's very left on drugs and abortion rights, and he's very left on
that.
He's
libertarian-ish, but I mean, he also voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016, and Bernie Sanders is not libertarian at all. And so, I mean, I don't know. I think he definitely strikes me more as there are issues that he votes on, and then he is a vibes voter.
Who do you hate more, the news media or sports media?
News media.
Who do you trust more? I hate the news media more as well.
Yeah,
because they have more importance.
They do,
and they screw around with like a greater responsibility.
They both play like both sports news and news media feel like they play analyst with the news,
yep.
and they interject opinion on everything.
Yeah, I trust. Ooh. Man, I don't know. I think I trust the sports media more.
I do too.
Us. Yeah,
yeah.
But we all hate the news media.
Yeah, we all hate the news media. People under the age of 25 are using AI for their news. Chatbots, where 15% of the people under the age of 25 get their news from. So I don't even know what a chatbot is, Bobby. So
like ChatGPT, that is a chatbot. And so, but I mean, also ChatGPT's got its own issues with it. It can do really good things with research and organizing. But if you start challenging and say that's not true, then they'll go, "You're absolutely right."
Oh,
and then it'll like
I'm trusting Grok right now. Right now, Grok is my number one.
Grok.
Let's say, Grok, is that true?
Let's do this one. Washington State is now the second state to implement restrictor plates on their vehicles if you get a reckless driving. So if you're driving 90 and a 60, the state of Washington has enacted this law where they are going to put a restrictor plate. It's like Talladega out there now. Everyone going the same speed. I have no idea whether I'm in favor of this or not.
I was looking forward to fighting you on this.
I have no idea.
I thought your email said you hated it. I absolutely love it.
I hate it, but I also think like that's smart. But like at the same time, is this going to lead to we all have them on air? On there.
So what is it? What is it specifically for? Is it for specific violations?
So if you're like reckless driving. So if you are, like I said, I think reckless driving is like 25 over.
Like, so if you've been convicted of something,
yeah,
then why is it different than one of those like breathalyzers to start your car?
Well, because
they don't
when
put
I
those
drive,
on all our cars.
Because when I drive fast, I'm just better.
So you finished in second place.
You know, it should be done. I talked the other day about the 150 mile per hour driver weaving in and out, the motorcyclists weaving in and out. They never get pulled over. I never see a cop car chasing them. Restrict them.
Yeah.
Can't keep up.
Real quick. This is main. Again, you have to be convicted of the reckless driving and have your license suspended. So it's while your license is suspended that you would have the restrictor plate.
I'm also not a fast driver because my Jeep can't get up to that without feeling like the doors are going to fall off, so this does not apply to me, as y'all have always called me a grandma
driver.
In favor
of it for somebody who's been convicted, if they were just trying to slap these on all cars and go like, oh, well, let's
no,
keep track
convicted.
Of it.
Convicted.
Yeah. I'm okay. That's good compromise. Good compromise. Justin Bieber, man, we got a. This has been a week-long issue. He posts on social media a giant post, a conversation with him and a friend, basically blocking his friend, saying, I want nothing to do with you. He had a fight with paparazzi at the beach.
That was in Malibu.
Yeah.
Our neck of the woods for one night.
So this was, Peyton, we have this audio. I sent this audio to you earlier in the week.
Yep.
This is Justin Bieber getting into it with paparazzi who was waiting at his car at night at the beach.
I'm a dad. I'm a husband. You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
You're on the sidewalk.
I don't give a f- if you're on the sidewalk. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car at the beach. You know what I'm saying? You don't think I'm a real fucking guy, do you? You're going to take this video out of context. You're going to say I'm mad. I don't know who the f- paying you to provoke me, but I'm not the fucking one. Okay? Stop provoking me. I'm a real dad, a real husband, a real man.
All right.
So don't f-ing do this to me. Okay?
All right, cool.
I'm not to be f-ed with. I don't know who's paying you to f-ed me or provoke me, but I'm not the one. I don't care that you're on the sidewalk. I don't care what kind of dirty work, what kind of nasty you're getting paid in the background to provoke me, bro, but I'm not the f***ing one. I'm really not the one. I don't care that you're on the sidewalk, bro. Clearly you're here for an alternate agenda. Why would you want to be here to provoke me like this? This isn't love.
You're not provoking, Joe.
This isn't love, bro. This is weird, bro. Y'all are on some real weird shit. Literally.
Man. I don't think there's any coincidence this is happening during the Diddy trial. Like, he's going through it.
Why? Why is he going through it?
Because
he loves Diddy, his mentor.
There's a lot of videos that have surfaced from when he was really young about like Diddy going like, "You're coming to my party
grooming
tomorrow." And that's so. There's a lot of people who, even if it's not true, it probably is stressful having a lot of that thrown at you consistently. Of just like, we know that happened. If it did or didn't.
Because this would be the adult Bieber meltdown. When we first started, we were covering the youth Bieber meltdown.
Right. Yeah, and listen, being a child star probably is not easy. Your life is it's great, but it's also never the same.
Like a Britney.
That was a brat that era. I felt like this. It sounds to me like he probably was provoked. So I don't. Yeah. I would probably.
You find him likable now?
I don't. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I think he is. I don't have anything against him. I think he's, he's talented, obviously, and he seems to have found peace.
He gets killed by Selena fans still all the time, and Benny Blanco fans and stuff since they're together and they used to be together. But I mean, he gets dragged on the internet,
chopping it up every hump day.
Hump day.
During the commercial-free expressway, we are live with an awesome breeze this morning. Firehouse number one in Arlington, 401 West Main, with Whataburger. We got fan bucket hats. We're brought to you by Fraser Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers. Come join us for the final 2 hours. The Texas quarterback that's now cool at all the cookouts is a Texas team moving to the Pac-12. and we may be getting a fight, college football fight, between me and Choppy.
Oh, no.
A college football kegger is next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.